At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, good Friday morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're here a few minutes after 6 a.m. right now. In the 50s out there, going to be a gorgeous day, it looks like. We've lucked out on that. What's wrong, Kim? You're laughing at me.
Oh, we're just making sure that the feed for social media is up and running, and it is.
Oh, good. That's good. We got off to a rough start with that this morning, but hopefully it's moving along now. That's positive. That's a positive on a Friday when you want everything to run smoothly, for sure. Almost the end of the month. Today is the 30th of May, if you haven't checked your calendars. And wow, just moving right along. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Dr. Amy Kaler from the St. Charles Community College, because they're starting something that President Trump's been talking a lot about, and that is vocational training. They've got their own regional workforce innovation center that's opening up this fall with a bunch of new options for people. I mean, this is something that's been overlooked for a long time, in my opinion. The president's drawn attention to it by saying he may divert some funding from some of these big Ivy League schools to things like this. And I don't know if St. Charles Community College is getting any of the money or not, but we can ask Dr. Kaler that when we get her on the air here coming up in the next segment. We've also got Congressman Eric Burleson in the Capitol beat coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well, because we've got all kinds of stuff going on with the tariffs, and now the debate over here with the big beautiful bill, and maybe a few updates on what's in there in terms of the Second Amendment as well, which I think the National Firearms Act has changed under the big beautiful bill, and that's a good thing. That's something we've been working toward, and something certainly Congressman Burleson has been working toward as well. So we'll get to all that for you here before the end of the hour. And we got our Queen of Hearts drawing as well today. Of course, we're the official radio station for Guns and Hoses. We do their Queen of Hearts drawing every Friday morning, and you have a chance to participate in that. You can buy cards, and then if your card is drawn, you have a chance to win money. If you draw the Queen of Hearts, you have a chance to win half of the pot. It's almost like a 50-50 drawing. Those tickets, this is going to go on all year, and every Friday they pick a winner. They've already had one Queen of Hearts drawn, so you have got a pretty high chance of winning in this. And all of the money goes to Guns and Hoses, and then ultimately at the end of the year, all of that money gets donated to Backstoppers. So it is a fantastic cause for you to take part in. We hope you will, and we'll give you all the details on it coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But right now, we want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I think the American people ought to be saying to Elon, thank you, thank you, thank you. He came and spent 4 months working for the American people free of charge, didn't collect a salary, made nothing. He rooted out massive waste, fraud, and abuse, and he did so at enormous cost to himself.
Yes, he did, Senator Ted Cruz. Thank you for pointing that out. All of the reports would lead you to believe Elon is stepping away because he disagrees with Donald Trump on the big, beautiful bill, and actually that's fake news. His time was up. He never planned to stay any longer than that. And the changes he made will continue working in our best interest.
If, you know, Speaker Johnson got his way, it wouldn't be possible, not just for gay people to get married, but for straight people to get divorced, let alone like birth control or how he would want to regulate porn or whatever.
Woo! Yeah, Pete Buttigieg has got some ideas for the direction now, I think, of the Democrat Party. I don't know if they'll take his advice or not, but he's pretty critical here of Donald Trump.
I think, frankly, the former First Lady should certainly speak up about what she saw in regards to her husband and when she saw it and what she knew. Because I think anybody looking, again, at the videos and photo evidence of Joe Biden with your own eyes and a little bit of common sense can see this was a clear cover-up. And Jill Biden was certainly complicit in that cover-up. There are...
Wow. Caroline Leavitt calling out the former First Lady there. It's probably something that's crossed a lot of people's minds, and Caroline Leavitt certainly voicing it yesterday in the White House.
It's definitely a cover-up that happened, and I do believe that some people at the Secret Service, including former Director Kimberly Cheadle and Ron Rowe, know exactly who left that bag of cocaine in the White House.
Wow. Kim, weren't we just talking about this yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought this was fascinating when I saw this story last night. And this is an investigative reporter named Susan Crabtree, who's been filing all these FOI requests over that investigation, which was really soft-pedaled, quickly done, and excused, if you remember how it went down. And Dan Bongino had suggested when he was on the couch there on Fox the other day that was among the things they're going to be looking into, was how these things were handled. They let the Secret Service handle it. I don't think the FBI was ever even called in. And the question was, well, how is it possible in what should be the most secure building in the nation that a bag of cocaine could be found somewhere and you were unable to determine how it got there?
Obviously, we're just speculating right now, but how confident do you feel that it was Hunter Biden?
I don't know. I don't know, but here's what I do know. What Susan Crabtree is reporting is things she's been able to determine from Freedom of Information requests. So this isn't like inside reporting. It's not a whistleblower. This is information she requested. One of the things she requested blew me away, because you got to hear her describe this in her own words here on how this changed from the initial reports. I didn't realize this. The only reason we even knew about this is because they called the Washington, D.C. Fire Department, because they thought it was a hazardous material. They
like
thought
anthrax
it was.
They
thought
something?
It was anthrax, only to discover it was just plain old cocaine.
Just old cocaine.
Which normally, she says, the Secret Service just would have destroyed and not said anything about. But then they got caught because the fire department got there and realized that's not anthrax. That's nose candy. So then they're kind of stuck. Listen to this report. It's pretty fascinating, because she alleges that they moved it from where it was originally found.
Yeah, they told us, the Secret Service told us they could not, that there wasn't enough DNA evidence to test to really make that hit, and they didn't want to interview. It would be a civil rights violation to interview all of the White House staff. Well, not all the White House staff had to be interviewed. So that was a lie. There were several lies that happened. They also, there was so many different places where they moved. The first they announced on they called in, which is unusual, they called in the Washington Fire Department, Metropolitan Police and the Washington Fire Department to do hazmat, because they thought that the only reason why we know about this baggie of cocaine, because usually the agents I've talked to said, if we find a bag of cocaine around the family, we just destroy it. But they thought it might be a biohazard. They thought it might be anthrax. So they called in the Metropolitan Police, and we have a dispatch saying, hey, we found it in the library of the White House. But then they moved it to a cubby that had more access from the West Wing access. So then people thought that there would be more access to the staff.
So how
she alleges it was found in the library. It's like Mr. Mustard killed her in the library with a candlestick. They found it in the library of the White House. I'm sure there are cameras monitoring who goes in and out of the library at the White House. But if they truly moved it to that cubby and then claimed that's where it was found, there's a lot more to this story. I hope they keep looking into it, because I hate the idea that just got brushed under the rug, so to speak.
Why would Hunter go to the library? So that makes me feel like maybe it wasn't him. This feels like a game of Clue. I feel like I need to be in the room, though, to make the guess. But
maybe it wasn't his. But
here's my thing. I am very, very curious to know who left the cocaine at the White House.
Come on, Kim.
How many resources do we want to allocate to figuring it out? Is it just our curiosity? And maybe it's a little bit more than that.
But
ultimately, it doesn't matter at this point. I just want to know because I want to see if it was Hunter or what if it was Joe Biden himself? We find out that the former president of the United States was.
Hey, listen, wait. They have DNA. She said they have DNA.
I thought they didn't have enough, though, to make some sort of determination.
That's what we'll find out if they look into this. Maybe Bongino comes out and goes, Epstein killed himself. There's nothing here to see, which is what he said yesterday about Epstein. So I don't know. All right. That was an interesting story. Coming up, we're going to talk about vocational training and why there isn't enough of it available, and why St. Charles Community College has decided to start up its own Workforce Innovation Center starting this fall. That's coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Harvard has been a disaster. They've taken $5 billion. Nobody knew that they were making this cut. If we didn't do this, nobody would have. We would have never found this out, Pam.
So that was President Trump in the last day or two talking about Harvard and money sent to Harvard. And I only bring that up because he also, as part of that conversation, said, "I'm going to redirect some of that money to vocational training in this country, which we don't have enough of." And I think that has long been a problem. And St. Charles Community College happens to be addressing that starting this fall. We've got Dr. Amy Kaler on the phone with us right now. She's provost and chief academic officer at the St. Charles Community College. And Dr. Kaler, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, well, glad to have you on. You know, I just told Kim this morning. I walked in yesterday morning, and I'm like, I got this beautiful trifold flyer in the mail from the St. Charles Community College, because I just moved out to O'Fallon myself, and I open it up, and there it is. New Regional Workforce Innovation Center opens in the fall of 2025. So obviously this is something that you guys have had in the works for a while.
It is. It sure is. It's been a long time in coming, and we've been really following not only Department of Labor and Merit data, but really local and regional business and industry needs. And they've been talking to us about how to help sort of meet their employment needs, and really how to shed a modern light on the trades and technical training. These are highly advanced and just outstanding modern job opportunities for students. So we seized the opportunity to get some ground out in the Wentzville area, which is the western part of our service area. And it allows us now to expand a little further west into offering these opportunities.
What types of training will students be able to get there if they choose to, say, enroll for the fall semester?
That's a great question. We're going to offer a little bit different. I think we have given a great deal of thought to the programs that are relevant not only for our students but for business and industry. And so we'll be able to provide advanced manufacturing, advanced machining or precision machining, mechatronics, robotics, logistics, supply chain and logistics, electrical, mechanical technology, welding, HVAC, plumbing, construction, building trades. We really went all in on providing opportunities that we felt like met the needs of one of the local business and industries that we met with. So we're really excited to roll out a full complement of programs in the fall.
Yeah, Dr. Amy Kaler, our guest from St. Charles Community College. So what is the length, what are the lengths of these training programs? Are they 12 months, 24 months? Is it an associate's degree? How does that work?
Well, we really feel strongly about meeting the needs of not only traditional aid students, but returning learners, career changers, caregivers. So we have a wide array of opportunities, whether somebody wants to come in for a 6 to 8 week training session and they want to get an industry recognized credential to join the labor market quicker, we can help them do that. If they want to stay with us for a 1 year certificate of achievement, that is fine. That's also industry recognized, or associate degrees, 2 year associate degrees. So it really depends on the student need and where we feel like we can help them, obtain an apprenticeship or an internship or real hands-on job training, so that we're sort of matching the student with the employer and helping them. Wasn't really a solid answer, but it can be as short as a few weeks to as long as 2 years.
Our guest is Dr. Amy Kaler, Provost and Chief Academic Officer at St. Charles Community College. You know, trade schools have been popular for years, but it seems like there's been a shift in the last number of years where parents like me that had always, you know, envisioned their children at some point going to a 4-year university have kind of thought, well, you know, maybe it wouldn't be such a bad thing if they instead just decided to go to trade school. So I'm curious if you've had a similar reaction or what kind of interest you've had from people as you're now opening up enrollment for students?
Oh, I love the question, and I appreciate the comment because it's very true. It's long overdue to time to shed light, or a positive light at least, on this really powerful portion of higher education. What we do in hands-on application-based learning has a whole new feel. It's modern, it's innovative, it's very technology-driven. These are outstanding job opportunities, prevailing wages. It's time to talk about the trades in career technical education, and I think it's great that your children might be thinking about it, because it has a very different feel than it used to in terms of really having career advancement opportunities. And I think just for students in general, let's face it, in higher education today, people are questioning the return on investment. They want to know what they're going to get out of their education at the end of it. And this is a great opportunity for them to sort of see that real crosswalk, I think, into employment.
I think it's eye-opening. My son had a friend he graduated from high school with. My son chose the 4-year college route. Within about 2 years, his friend who went to welding school was traveling around the country making $100,000 a year as a traveling welder. He told me this story personally. So those opportunities, that may not be the norm, but there are opportunities out there for great salaries that people just don't think about.
I think that's exactly right. And I think that salary is maybe more common than we even think. And I go back to your question about how long. You know, American Welding 1, that's one semester. Weld 2 is the first and second semester. You can continue to skill up in welding. Yeah. So your son's friend may come back and earn something additional industry-recognized certificate and earn even more money than that. If he finds a market or a niche that he can meet, that's a great opportunity, and that's a perfect example. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah. Dr. Kaler, very quickly, I'm about out of time. Where can parents go or students go to find out more about it?
I love this. So, yes, we are St. Charles Community College, and our new campus is in Wentzville. And they can go to sec.edu to find out more information about our new regional workforce center. We stand at the ready to help people. Let us know what we can do.
Outstanding. Dr. Kaler, thank you. Have a great day. We appreciate that. We're going to be back here in just a minute. A little lead for the head this morning. How about that? That'll wake you up. That's awesome. All right. So just to be clear on this, and there seemed to have been a little bit of confusion on our part or whatever. Somebody commented about where to go to find out more about those programs at St. Charles Community College. Kim? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the correct website is www.stchas, like, you know.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
STCHAS, St. Charles, I guess it'd be St. Charles. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, .edu. That's where to go.
Yeah, or just Google St. Charles Community College. I did that a few minutes ago, and all those programs pop up on there with the details and the different options. Just like I've got a friend who happens to run a machining company where they create like transmissions and stuff out of state. And he was complaining to me that they've got an aging workforce of people who are skilled in turning these machines that have to turn steel and the parts that they need to create this equipment and put it together and make sure that it's calibrated properly. And he is having a hard time. He's having to like do nationwide searches for people who are qualified to come in and take some of those jobs as people. It's a union job. And as people start to get near retirement, he worries that he doesn't have the skill set out there because people going to a 4-year college degree are not learning how to machine parts. Mm-hmm. They're just not. So I think the vocational thing is a fantastic idea. For sure. Ethan, do we have Nicole here? Is she on the phone or what's going on?
Yeah, she couldn't connect, so she is on the phone this morning.
I got it. Hit it, please. All right, we've got Nicole on the phone. Nicole on the phone, how are you?
I'm doing okay. It's Friday, you know.
Your voice sounds 100% better today. I hope you're feeling better.
I know. I lost my sexy phlegm.
That's funny. You said Ethan said today it sounded like you'd smoked several packs of cigarettes or something.
Aw, that's
so nice, what Ethan. What a compliment.
I mean, it did.
Thank you for that.
Well, he didn't say it to her. He said it to me, and I repeated it, so I probably shouldn't have. I'm just kidding. It did sound good, but I'm glad you're feeling better. What's going on out there?
All right, so futures are slightly lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 117, the NASDAQ up 74, the S&P 500 up 23. German chemical giant Bayer received no relief from litigation costs associated with Roundup herbicide when the Western District Missouri Court of Appeals upheld a $611 million judgment that its product causes cancer. The company is facing more than 67,000 lawsuits. A federal appeals court has temporarily reinstated President Trump's tariffs. This comes one day after a U.S. trade court ruled that Trump had exceeded his authority in imposing the duties and ordered an immediate block on them. The Justice Department has formally moved to dismiss a criminal fraud charge against Boeing and has asked a judge to cancel an upcoming trial connected to two plane crashes that killed 346 people off the coast of Indonesia and Ethiopia. The agreement in principle will require the company to pay and invest more than $1.1 billion. This includes an additional $445 million for the crash victims' families. Meta is teaming up with defense industry startup Anduril Industries to develop military products that use artificial intelligence and augmented reality. Anduril said in a statement that the new products will reveal real-time battlefield intelligence to soldiers in the field, allowing them to make decisions based on data. Three separate notices from the Consumer Product Safety Commission have recalled more than 100,000 kitchen faucets because they could lead to dangerous levels of lead exposure. The faucets were sold under the brands Bauset, Casimpro, and Bastehen. And finally, is your dog secretly a genius? Here are some signs to look out for. Learning new commands quickly, understanding many words and gestures, being able to problem solve, and most importantly, getting into trouble often.
No.
None of those describe Summers.
My wife and daughter will get mad at me for saying that, but no, my golden retriever is not going to win any IQ test.
No, she's well behaved.
Oh, no, she's not.
She stays right at your feet.
You know why she does? You know when she does that? When her mother's with her or when she has her shock collar on. And then she's much better behaved because she's worried about the consequences. Maybe we should apply that to children. I don't know. But I do know that the dog pays more attention when she's got that collar on to your command.
Yeah, Mark's children were shock collars. Did you not know that, Nicole?
Come on, Nicole.
Maybe we should use that on co-hosts.
I'm going to tell Gordon you said that.
Yeah, right? When you say your dog misbehaves, though, like what kind of stuff is she doing? Like, is it just she's ignoring commands or is she like digging into stuff?
She got in trouble the other day and all of a sudden we look over and she's like, she finds a piece of paper and she's just shredding it. You can tell she's angry. And then she went over and she got one of the kids' stuffed animals, our grandchildren's stuffed animals, and she was getting ready to destroy that. And we caught it right before she chewed it up. Then she went and got one of my wife's books, we think, off of her desk or her seat, and had that in her paws, like she was mad at us.
She
because
is naughty.
She got,
okay, she does not act like that here.
No, she does not. But it's like she was going to get even with us for chewing her out because she ran across the street despite us yelling at her. Could have gotten hit by a car, and she got punished for it. And she didn't like that very much. So.
See, some would argue that means your dog is smart, because if she's smart enough to know which objects to go after to make you mad, if she's smart enough to get even with you. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, I don't know. I hadn't thought of it that way. Maybe she's smarter than I give her credit for. All I know is that she doesn't listen to me, which I don't take as a sign of intelligence. You should listen to me if you're intelligent. That's all I'm saying.
Selective hearing. I don't listen to you either.
Thank you, Nicole.
You should have said, what did you say?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Did you repeat that?
That's funny. Nicole, have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you Monday.
All right. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you soon. Sorry we had to get her on the phone this morning. That's never as good as when we can get her through the, is it a satellite we're bringing her in on? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know the technology, but. It does sound
technology is not my friend.
it works sometimes and sometimes it doesn't.
My little sister is the one who has to help basically our entire family out. And her husband, too.
Yes.
They're kind of the tech gurus in the family. So it's like Michael and I, this is so, I mean, Michael's not like terrible technology. It's just, I don't know if we just don't care enough to take the time to figure things out like that. But even our TV, like we kind of knew how to get the TV working, but it was like very limited knowledge on how to do things with our TV. And we just settled for that. It was just fine. Like for years.
I am blessed to still have my mother with me, right? And she's She's technology challenged in a way that we can't relate to, right? Everything's a challenge. Finding messages on her phone is a challenge. If she accidentally hits the input button on the remote, it completely ruins her day because she cannot figure out how to get her TV programming back. So I'm on social media the other day, and this ad pops up for this TV service, and I almost hesitate to say the name on the air because if I do, I'm going to get 10,000 ads on my phone for it that allows you to remotely control their television. Like if something goes wrong, you can go in remotely and fix it without having to physically be there. And you can also conference in, video conference in on their TV screen to talk to them.
How much does that cost?
I don't. You buy the package, and then there's some sort of subscription fee on top of it, I'm certain. But they know their audience because there have to be hundreds of thousands of kids like me who have aging parents who are either still living at home or living in a assisted living facility and who are constantly unable to get their TV to work properly.
So I assume the person on the receiving end, your mom in this case, would have to give authority to that on a regular basis almost, because otherwise somebody could take control of the TV and conference in.
I don't know how easy it would be to hack.
There has to be something in place.
I don't know how.
You're normal, but there are plenty of people who are not normal.
But why would you want to hack an old person's TV?
Because people are weird, Mark. People do very weird things. You're giving people too much credit.
I guess. I thought it was interesting. It was called Jubilee, I think was the name of it. But I haven't seriously looked into it. But I might have
to. Well, now you're going to because you're about to get 50 ads.
I might have to, and I shouldn't tell this story on her, but I tried calling her all day yesterday, right? And I couldn't get a hold of her. So I finally called the home care people at the place where she's residing now, residential facility, where she's in independent living. And I said, could somebody go check on her? Because I've tried calling her all day. I can't reach her. They called me back, and they go, she's fine. She's lost her phone.
Oh,
so her phone is somewhere in this relatively modest size apartment and she can't find it. So when I get off work today, the first place I'm going is there so I can try to help her locate her phone, which is probably somewhere in the easy chair where she sits all the time. It's probably fallen down to the side. And it's, for all I know, it's ground into a million pieces because that thing's got, she's up and down out of it all the time. It's an assist chair. And she's probably grounded into chunks at this point.
She doesn't
we'll
have the jitterbug phone, does she, where the buttons are
no,
really big?
No, you know,
those phones
iPhone,
were popular, though.
It's an iPhone, and she hates it.
Well,
because
that would be complicated if you were not used to that.
She had one, but she had the one with the button on the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Where you could always push the button and get back to the home screen. And then it got old. It was like an iPhone 8 or something, and she was complaining about it. So I bought her a new one. Happens to be like an iPhone, I think maybe it's a 13.
That's
like, that was
fancier than mine, I think.
Well, but that was the newest one. That was the newest one I could buy. Like, you couldn't go back and buy a 10 or whatever from her phone company. So I bought her that, and it doesn't have that button at the bottom. And I can't tell you the headaches that's caused because it confuses her that it's not the way it used to be. So
I remember having to get used to that. It does take a while to figure out the new phones they come out with, because they're constantly not only doing that, but then they discontinue the charger and all the other accessories.
So
you have to buy all those, and it's just a headache every time.
Of course they do. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
In Other News.
So changes could be coming to March Madness as soon as next year. They're talking about expanding it, possibly to 72, maybe even 76.
God. Let it go.
The last
time, the
last time they expanded it was, I guess, from 64 to 68 games, and that was back in 2011. But supposedly, many people are in favor of this, so it sounds like it could be a real possibility.
Well, who's in favor of it? Losers whose school never make the tournament? I'm sorry.
It doesn't say that specifically in the article, but we'll go with that.
The people making money from
implied.
I'm sorry, but at some point, you dilute the quality of the tournament if you open it up to too many teams.
Yeah, maybe it's like the idea of a participation trophy. Like, everybody gets in, and then there's not this real competition and that the best teams... Yeah,
it takes long enough as it is, and everybody flunks their March Madness pools anyway, as it is.
Except Julie.
not in favor of that at all.
That's 100% accurate.
All right.
She goes... Wait, this is how she wins. She goes by any... This is Julie, who works in our office at KZK. She picks anything that has a dog or a dog-like mascot.
Wow.
Because she's a big dog lover. So anything like bulldogs, wolves,
Huskies.
Anything like that will win.
So
Huskies.
She never picks tigers or wildcats.
So she liked the Drake Bulldogs, which they did get into it this year.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, that's an approach
it's
that works.
Thought.
Works
Apparently
for
it works,
her.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Listen.
First at 5 tonight, jaw-dropping video as a fight erupts among parents during an elementary school graduation.
No, it was worse than that.
What?
This is in Arkansas. This is a kindergarten graduation that devolved into a wild brawl between parents in the hallway, and you can hear the little kids screaming, stop, stop, in the background. How embarrassing. And somebody was rolling on it with their cell phone, of course, so it made the news in Arkansas yesterday.
Why were they fighting?
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
It's not really clear why they were fighting. I don't know if they were in line to get into this kindergarten graduation, but there were two taller men got in the middle of it. Two women who were fighting, and then they started throwing punches.
Well, maybe the parents should have been ones graduating because they were acting like kindergartners. I mean, what a terrible example to set for the children.
Exactly. Oh, no kidding.
This is kind of crazy. I wear contact lenses. I mean, I have glasses, but you typically will see me in contact lenses. But there are new lenses that are coming out, though it's not clear when. But they're going to allow you to see in the dark. It quadruples the visible spectrum.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&Cs apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From using these nanoparticles. So you'll quite literally be able to see in the dark if you're wearing these lenses. I'm sure they'll cost an arm and a leg. It doesn't say how much specifically.
Is it like night vision, though? Or is it green?
No, it is night vision, right?
No. Is it green?
Yeah, like if you look through night vision goggles, it's green.
Oh, that I don't know.
Huh.
I don't think so. I think this
is just regular.
It's bright. Yeah,
that's
I don't know.
Crazy.
It allows you to see infrared light. It's really crazy.
That is crazy. You know, when I was like 7 years old, I ordered some X-ray sunglasses from the back of a comic book.
They
didn't
work out.
They didn't work out. It didn't work out so well.
Color me surprised.
So if you're feeling like you've accomplished something in life, let me tell you what this guy's done over in Kathmandu. He's a Sherpa guide for people who want to climb Mount Everest, right? So, which means he tends to go with them when they go. He has now climbed to the peak of Mount Everest for the 31st time. Jeez. He's broken his own record for the most climbs to the top of the world's highest mountain.
And he's 55 years old. That's what's stunning to me about all this.
Yeah. He doesn't look 55 years old in the picture. Maybe it's because he gets so much exercise. I don't know.
How long does it take, on average, I wonder, to reach the summit of Everest?
That's a really good question. I know they have to go to several base camps and then climb up from there. And then you have to pass the dead bodies on the way up.
It probably depends on weather, too.
That's probably a real thing, though. Like, I know plenty of people die trying to climb it.
They call it the killing fields or something, don't they? They've got,
so
there's
you
a
really
name
do
for
pass
it.
By the bodies.
Yeah, and the bodies are so high up that you're more worried about yourself. Like, they just leave them there. They don't even recover most of them.
What?
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Well, I was going to climb Everest. I plan to sometime in the next little bit. I guess I'll reevaluate that.
That's what Taylor Riggs is going to do next, since she's accomplished everything
else. When she's
else.
Like 30 yeah. months, or 30 months, 30 weeks pregnant.
I
my
don't know.
Gosh.
That girl, I'm telling you, wow. What an accomplishment. She just became a lawyer on top of everything else, being a network news host and all of that stuff. Coming up, we're going to get to Congressman Eric Burleson. I've got him in the Capitol beat for you at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.